Good day, I'm your host, Paige Estrotori, presenting the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. This Thursday, June 27th, 2024, we delve into pressing matters concerning Australia's financial and energy landscape. Our first story revolves around the banking sector. Westpac, one of the nation's largest banking institutions, finds itself under scrutiny for what the Banking Code Compliance Committee, the BCCC, has termed as a significant neglect in customer care. The criticism emerged following the recent closure of a regional branch in Tennant Creek that left customers, particularly vulnerable groups, without adequate support. Westpac allegedly fell short of respecting the provisions laid out in the 2019 Banking Code of Practice, a regulatory document guiding appropriate banking practice. In an effort to make amends, Westpac has put additional regional branch closures on hold until 2027, pledging to prioritize essential services in rural communities. Switching gears to energy, according to the Australian Energy Market Operator's latest roadmap, Australia could soon face soaring energy costs, potentially some of the highest globally. As older coal-fired power plants head for retirement, the nation is struggling to find adequate renewable alternatives, pushing us further towards gas as a major energy source. Recently, a $1 billion gas project approval in Queensland has sparked controversy regarding gas's role in our future energy strategies. With gas prices already surpassing government thresholds, the need for strategic policy reforms and a potential gas reservation policy is unmissable, urgent steps that can prevent a harsh rise in energy prices. Amidst these transitions, the integration of renewable resources into our energy mix becomes exceedingly vital. In the regulatory arena, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC for short, has doubled down on its notification rules for financial advisors choosing the experience pathway. These rules require advisors to submit a written eligibility declaration to their Australian financial services licensees, which should subsequently be shared with the ASIC in a timely manner. The update forms part of ASIC's endeavor to uphold the integrity of experience-based qualifications in the evolving financial industry. Lastly, consumer confidence in our economic setting continues to waver. Despite a marginal rise in June, overall confidence remains considerably low. There's a growing concern amongst the populace about persistent inflation and fears that it might force the Reserve Bank to introduce additional rate hikes, putting further pressure on households' budgets already strained due to elevated costs of everyday essentials. While government relief efforts have offered some respite, they have failed to alleviate the economic stress plaguing the community. For a more comprehensive coverage on these stories and insights into insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Paige Estrotori, and we'll be back with more updates tomorrow.